For people interested in the climate, last week wasn't a great one for action. The annual UN climate talks ended in widespread disappointment, without any meaningful commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Closer to home, the U.S. did reach another goal. One scientist hopes will help us take carbon out of the atmosphere.
Today, the Department of Interior is releasing a landmark report that assesses carbon storage and sequestration capacities in Western ecosystems.
That's Marcia McNutt, director of the U.S. Geological Survey, speaking at a press conference in San Francisco last week. With the climate warming faster than expected, no amount of carbon savings seems too small to pay attention to. Take, for example, the carbon stored in the marshes of San Francisco Bay, the forests of the Sierra Nevada, or the rangelands of the Great Basin. Every year, they take some carbon out of the atmosphere and put it away in roots, stems, leaves, and bark. How much do they remove? Now we have a pretty good estimate.
The fine level of detail that this study covers allows land managers and policymakers to track and calculate carbon storage and greenhouse gases over time for areas as large as an entire state, or actually on smaller scales, such as a national park.
At Yellowstone National Park, the USGS is already using the information they've gathered to compare carbon storage within the park to carbon storage in lands just next to the park, land that's under a different management plan. More generally, they say, the study makes it possible to estimate the impacts of landscape-level changes, such as fire, drought, infestation by insects, or the effects of changing the land use. And this is a big step, McNutt says, because prior to this,
there was no report that could actually take all of those choices and put them in a consistent framework in terms of whether we're making the right choice for the environment.
Last year, the USGS released a similar report for the Plains states. But for holding carbon, the West has the Plains beat by about 1.5 times. This is thanks largely to our forests. Forests cover only about 30% of the land in the West, but they sequester and store most of the carbon. Overall, West-wide,
total carbon sequestration was estimated at about 91 million metric tons per year.
Benjamin Sleeter is a geographer with the USGS.
That 91 million metric tons is roughly equivalent to the emissions from about 44% of U.S. automobiles.
So on one hand, the Western U.S. takes out as much carbon from the atmosphere every year as 83 million cars put into it. 83 million is about the combined populations of California, Texas, and New York. But that carbon is just 5% of total U.S. emissions. Translation? There is no way, ever, that we'll be able to grow our way out of global warming. Director McNutt again.
You know that the fossil fuels we're currently burning are carbon that was stored geologically through the decay of plant matter over millions of years, expecting annual growth to offset what we're releasing is unrealistic.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.